You know, this very concerted effort in targeting anywhere where journalists and trying to transmit information and footage out to the rest of the world.
And you use much footage from Palestinians, right?
Absolutely.
On their iPhones, on their phones.
Yeah. No, actually not. Actually, we were relying on a cinematographer, a director of photography by the name of Ibrahim Al-Otla. There were two of our colleagues, Ibrahim and our co-producer, Mohammed Sawaf. So much of what you see in the film, it's a credit to them, and also because of their sacrifice of how much they want it out in the world.
And before we go, both of you doctors have a pin on Free Dr. Hussam Abu Safia. In this last 30 seconds, talk about, you know, the former head of Kamel Adwan, the pediatric hospital. Dr. Thayer, you knew him.
Yeah. I mean, this is somebody who has been abducted, is in prison without charge, is being tortured. His lawyer thinks that he is on the brink of death, and his family continues to ask the world to stand up. He's one of 14 senior Palestinian medical doctors who should be in Gaza leading the recovery and reconstruction, and instead they're being beaten to death
Where
by Israeli
is he?
Soldiers. He's in an underground prison in Israel, one that was shut down previously and reopened for this specific purpose.
We're going to leave it there, but people can see this film all over the country. Poe where?
We're kicking off in New York, and then we go to L.A., San Francisco, and then it's going to be in 77 theaters across U.S. and Canada. And I will say, like, before we began, we did not ever think that, you know, a film like this could go mainstream. But now we have, and so we hope people will be able to watch it.
Poe Seitang, first-time director of this incredible documentary, American Doctor, and Dr. Feroz Sidwa and Dr. Thayer Ahmed, thank you so much. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
The views expressed in the preceding program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of this station.
Yo, Pig Gritty, where you at? Where you at? Where you at? This is Cadence Weapon. You're listening to UMFM 101.5 FM. Wrap it up!
Good afternoon, Winnipeg. You're listening to UMFM 101.5 FM, and this is Evergreen Perspectives. We hope it's a lovely afternoon for you guys, and your Friday is going amazing as well. Thanks for joining us on today's program. Okay, so let's just get started with this and let you know this is a pre-recorded program, and this was recorded on Wednesday morning, but you're listening to it on a Friday afternoon. And oh my God, is the Wednesday morning packed, because apparently there's supposed to be, or there will be actually, a solar eclipse today. And this will be around 11:25 a.m. to 12:40 p.m. on a Wednesday, right? So this is going to last what? Let's do the math. 11:25 to 12:40. That's over an hour. That's 1 hour. 11:25 to 12:25 is 1 hour. And then there's the 15. So 1 hour, 15 minutes roughly. Yeah, 1 hour, 15 minutes. And report says it's going to be a 5% coverage. Looking forward to it. Unfortunately, I don't have any solar eclipse glasses or solar viewers. Yeah, don't have any of that. So probably wouldn't be able to, you know, see that. But I thought I was going to start off with a story of a solar eclipse that I actually experienced. It's very, very faint when I was young. And this was a total eclipse. Yes, and this was in Nigeria. I think I was in nursery school at the time, and I just remember everywhere gradually going dark, and then I remember my teachers running to the windows, closing all the windows and instructing everyone, put your heads on the table, close your eyes, put your heads on it, you know, almost panicking. What did we know as kids? Then we just obeyed our teachers then, because you don't want to be found disobeying them. But if I dared it that time, maybe if I just looked outside for a bit. But yeah, I just remember it was very dark. We all put our heads on the table. The adult me now will take it as a good opportunity to actually sleep. But back then, kids, very energetic. You didn't want to go to sleep. Even they forced you to go to bed, you didn't want that. You didn't want to do that. So we put our heads on the table. And the next thing I knew, it was bright again. And, you know, they opened up the windows. And then parents, there were many parents already at the school at the time waiting to pick up their children. And I was wondering what's happening, you know. And then I saw my mom, and I told my mom, like, "Mommy, they told us that something happened." But now that I'm an adult, I'm like, "Oh my God, if only I had this much, that like the adult sense that I have now, and see how special that moment was, and I had a camera to capture it, oh, I would have, but that was many years ago. And fast forward to 8th of April, 2024, when another one happened. That one, there was an email sent to the students here at the U of M, together at the Quad, and then they had glasses for the first, is this the first 100 people? I don't remember the details of that one anymore. But the first set of people to show up actually would get that glasses. And of course, I was one of the first set of people to show up. The line was long. There were a lot of people. I posted that on my Instagram page a year later, actually, like just thinking about the year before. So I posted it in 2025, happened in 2024. And there were so many people outside. And, you know, we got to see what was actually happening, like, you know, the eclipse that was happening at the time. And, oh, my God, it was really beautiful. It was beautiful to see. Some people were able to capture it on their phones. My friends were able to capture it on their phones. My brother got a really good picture, too, that he sent. And it was really nice. I know other parts of the world, I think in the U.S., they had experienced almost total darkness. And you know, these were making rounds online everywhere at the time when you checked, but yeah, it's just really beautiful to see that this is happening, that this is happening again Wednesday August 12 2026. And yeah, it's really wonderful here in Winnipeg. Who knows, maybe I don't know if people are going to be outside like they were 2 years ago to witness it, but we'll see. And who knows, it could be a total eclipse too. Really excited for it, really. So what is it about, to our listeners out there, what is it about celestial bodies basically that excites you when we're talking about eclipse, when we're talking about, you know, things about the solar system and in the world, in the universe, that excites you, like once in a lifetime events. That's what, because I in my head I was thinking, oh, like eclipse happens maybe every 10 years, maybe like it's once in a lifetime, because I've had my, when I was younger too, I've had my grandparents also say that they've experienced it. And when they're talking about it, I'm thinking the length of time that they experienced the first and then the length of time that they experienced the next. And so in my head, I just automatically thought, oh, yeah, it happens like that. It takes that long to happen. But I guess if you don't have a means of actually knowing or seeing even the partial ones, you may not really know that it's happening. Because if I remember in 2024... without those viewers, it was just like every normal day without people gathering around and everyone looking up somehow. It was just a normal day, you know. But yeah, it definitely is wonderful to experience this. Well, since this is pre-recorded, by Friday we're gonna know if it actually happened and what if we saw anything. If you saw anything interesting and you want to post it, please send it to us at Evergreen Perspectives on Instagram. We'd definitely love to see it. It's just Instagram at Evergreen Perspectives. So speaking of Nigeria, that's where I'm originally from. So it's a very beautiful country. I know that there's a lot of things happening in the country, you know, in terms of like the things that are making headlines now, basically, in the northern part of the world and even in basically many regions of the country, you know. But these things, it's sad that some bad things are happening, you know, but there's also so much good about Nigeria. And now that I think about it, to think that my first experience of eclipse is actually in Nigeria, and it was a total eclipse that I first experienced, and that's really exciting. Yeah, so I just thought to start with that. Hopefully I get to see the eclipse that happens today, even though I don't have any solar viewers, but we'll see. Maybe I'll get one later on, who knows. Maybe they're gonna give out some too. But yeah, moving on to today's program, we're just taking a lot of song requests, and we're actually starting from a Nigerian one. Well, actually, all the song requests that we have today, looking at it, they're actually all Nigerians, because I see Files, I see Doing the Stoic, actually, I just discovered his music sometime. The first time I came across his music, I think it was like months ago on Instagram, but then like actually listening to it was this week, and I got really excited. I love one particular song that I've only listened to, and I really, really love it. Okay, so we have Files doing the stock, and we have Lagbaja. Ooh, I like that. And then the Style Plus. Okay, yeah, so they're all Nigerians. That's good. Okay, so we're starting off with Files. It's titled Naji, I believe that's how it's pronounced. But if not, I'm sorry. But yeah, it's titled Naji. I've seen the music video. It's nice. It's very nice. But the song itself passes a different message entirely. I was trying to read about it, and it was talking about how the song addresses like the things that happens in Nigeria, like insecurity, food security, and how some of these things are masked by what we see online. Because online is not usually the best representation of a situation. Yeah. So I don't want to go too much into that, but just go and play all the song requests, and we're gonna let you know about more of the juicy gist there of the things that are happening around the city. So stay tuned, guys. This is Naji by Files.
I'm from a place where times are rough. Fuck that, we used to dance some off. These jokes and tunes where we draw support. Big brains and skills don't run come out.
They don't jam.
Where I'm from, they don't have respect for my life, for your life. See, I'm a clever. Big boys go rather buy cars and jets and leave all the hour with the threat. Our defense and we yeah. Internet, yeah. Insta X, okay. New challenge, yes. Ginger them. Yeah. This can't pretend I read talent. Mm-hmm. Be resilience, I be madness. Wow. Turn up for life, oh, turn down, kinny.
What?
My sort of bang, you see me. It remains more, make it burn down, finish.
Burn down.
They got a press when they talk that English. Mm. Still they dance, you know, at that time, be this. My body feel my leg, you know, catch rhythm. It don't take away, we did not start feeling. It don't take away, we did rough and silly.
Nade, nade, oh. Nala, abunde, naka, oh. Bum, 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 abati. Nada, oh, the sapo. Abwe, bum, banchi. Nala, abunde, naji. Abwe, bum, banchi. Nala, abunde, naji.
Oh ya Allah, ka yi wuta mai ko. Oh ya Allah, ku yi nuwa ya zama jiwayo. Kun ka ba mu ya zama jiwayo. Oh ya Allah, yo baba ka yi wuta mai ko. Ana fada dita, ana fa all my people. Mana gari da children,
ka ma jiri ba binci.
Babu lafiya, ga mutane suna buro uba abla. Oh ya Allah, ka yi mu ta mai ko.
Welcome back, everybody. You're still listening to UMFM 101.5 FM. Yeah, that was Naji by Fowls, featuring Oiza and Mayi, very beautiful, talented ladies as well. Featuring Oiza and Mayi, and the third artist, let me see if I can get the name. Oh, First Class, that's the third. The fourth artist on the song, and it's such a beautiful song. I was looking at a translation, and so like I said before, it's pointing to the hardship and poverty in the country, and also misplaced priorities, you know. And you can see how the song calls out like societal pressures where luxury and wealth are glorified, and basic security and defense are threatened or ignored. You know, so I think it's a really, really good song, as long, you know, with the melody and everything, but then you need to think more about the message of the song. So that's actually a very good song request, and thanks for sending that in. That's wonderful. Yeah, so this week, well, yes, this week, the at the University of Manitoba campus, we've had, so Folklorama is going on. Let's actually start from there. Folklorama is going on, and I haven't been able to attend any, but maybe I'll attend one this week, because this week we have the Korean Pavilion here at the University of the Manitoba. So maybe I'd use that as an opportunity to attend, because I've never attended any Folklorama event before, and that's not good, actually. Should find one to attend, you know. And it's very nice that these kind of events still celebrate culture, community, and people. I just love the diversity that we have here in Canada. It's wonderful, and I hope it remains that way, really. In diversity, when it comes to diversity and community as well, you see the differences even in, well, I don't know, it doesn't really show up for dressing that much. If everybody that came from different countries into Canada dressed the way they would dress in a country, I feel like most people dress more like just regular outfit, you know, and not really cultural, except there are cultural events like the Folklorama, for example. You'd probably dress more cultural for those kind of events. But when it comes to the food, that is the part that excites me so much, because I love food and I love different kinds of food. So when it comes to the food, that's the part that excites me. And apart from the Folklorama that's, you know, going on right now, there's also the street feast that started on Thursday and runs through Sunday, and it's taking place at the Fox CN stage, the street feast. And that's also a very good event that you could check out, because it's also has, you know, a lot of local vendors, a lot of food trucks, a lot of food businesses, food stalls are also going to be there, and there will be karaoke, and then there will be a food eating showdown also at the street feast festival at the Fox CN stage. So that is Thursday to Sunday, August 13 to August 16, 2026. So that is another thing that you could add to your event to check out this summer, because, oh my God, summer is coming to an end. It is coming to an end. The other day I was thinking how we have the song, The 12 Days of Christmas. We should actually have one for summer too. It's like, but it's not going to be 12 days of summer. It's probably going to be like 30 days of summer. And then we're going to feel that, you know, with lyrics and everything. If you want to do that, I can sing it just in case. All right, so moving on to the second song request. This is Dwayne. I actually made this request. I made this request, okay? Yeah, I know I've listened to this multiple times, that Tosin is telling me, why are you listening to this? I've listened to this so much that I feel like it's beginning to annoy the people that I'm living with, but okay. But all right, this is Dwayne the Stoic, and the title is Again, and it's such, I hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoy this song too. All right, guys, later.
At first, it's the eyes that you dream about. And then it's the way that she curves her mouth when she speaks. You live for her smile and the way she says your name. You don't know it, but it's how you fall again. After you swore off love, said it hurt too much, but now you're standing here, tongue-tied. You want to tell her things, you want to kiss her lips, my friend. You're in love again, hope she feels the same. And she takes your hand in hers, and then she says these words to you. Oh my darling, I have loved you, and I'm glad you love me too. After you swore off love, 'cause it hurt too much, but now you're standing here with her in your arms.
Welcome back, everybody. That was really beautiful. The title of the song is Again by Dwayne the Stoic. Dwayne the Stoic. All right, without further ado, moving on to the next song request. This is titled Olufumi. Olufumi by Style Plus. Olufumi by Style Plus. And this is actually more back in the days, but it's a really beautiful song. But back in the days, I don't mean like way back in the days too. It's just, yeah, it's a really beautiful song as well. So we're going to listen to that and just, you know, make this beautiful Friday afternoon for everyone.
When I said to you that I never want to love another woman, girl, it was true. So true, I meant to marry you. And when I did, I was the one to take care of you, for you. Now you say you want to leave me, girl. When around you I have built my world. Whatever you heard about me, baby, it's definitely crazy. Please give me one chance to show.
Oh, look for me, oh, my body, let me go. Oh, look for me, la, la.
My baby,
my chef, he will say that I like. Do not tell me, oh,
yeah.
Oh, look for me, oh.
Ooh, baby.
Oh, look for me, oh, my body, let me go.
Ooh, baby.
Oh, look for me, la, la.
Ooh.
My chef, he will say that I like.
Another woman no one can do, but you, I pause my heart for you. When you come home, you be the one to make it move on you. But before you finally leave me, girl, think about what you do to my world. Whatever you do to hurt me, baby, it's gonna drive me crazy. Please give me one chance to shoot.
Please
don't make me cry.
Wanna have a child? You could be the one I take on a date down the aisle and be the first and the last girl to become my bride. You could be the one to make a fool of me, or you could be the one to be confusing me, or you could be the girl in the world that I know through the rough times gonna stay true to me. You could be my Juliet. I mean, I have this looks, but I would still be your Romeo. You could be my princess. I'd be a charming prince at the service of only you. That's why I never wanna love another woman. That's why I know I'll never love another woman. That's why I can never love another woman. That's why.
That's why. When I think about you leaving, I find myself breathing. Though it seems deceiving, I'm still believing. Girl, you stay with me forever. And I remain humbly kneeling while your heart is healing. Teardrops revealing the way that I'm feeling, girl.
Oh,
beautiful to be Olufemi. Oh my God, to be Olufemi. I think that to people, to those that are in a relationship, every person has an Olufemi, except like, you know, different names. But every person has an Olufemi, you know, that both parties are holding on to, and they just love each other. It's really beautiful. One of the favorite songs that I like is from Star Plus is Imagine That. Imagine That. Yeah, I don't know the lyrics, but I remember listening to that when I was younger, and I love that song. I love that song so much. All right, so this, we're bringing the program to a close already, but not before I give you the details of the Street Fest, which is a celebration of food, culture, and community. Once again, it's happening on the 13th, 16th of August, 2026. So on Thursday, because this program is pre-recorded, right? I'm recording on Wednesday, so by the time you're hearing this, the Thursday event is already done. The Thursday was 4 to 10 p.m. And Friday and Saturday, which will be the time that you're listening to this, and tomorrow is 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. And then on Sunday is 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And it's free entry, guys. It's free entry. There will be a lot of food trucks and food vendors, pop-up markets, live entertainment, eating showdowns, free karaoke, kids zone, and more. Yes, so if you want more information about the Street Feast, you can go on to streetfeast.ca and or follow them on Instagram, and then you'd find more information on there. So yeah, just treat yourself. Summer is coming to an end. If you haven't already gone out this summer, try to be at the Street Feast. There is something for everybody. If it's the music, it's there. If it's the food, it's there. If it's just connecting with people, really, it's there. And if it's just having fun generally, you know, everything is there. So yeah, thank you guys. You've been listening to Evergreen Perspectives on UMFM 101.5, and it's been such a pleasure you know, being the host for today's program. But not before the last song request. So we're going to be closing with the final song request for today, and this song is by Lagbaja. It's titled Never Far Away. Lagbaja, Never Far Away by Lagbaja. So yeah, we hope that you guys enjoy it, and we're gonna see you same time, same station next week at Evergreen Perspectives, UMFM 101.5. Have a beautiful afternoon, guys. Bye.
To get the baby, I cannot understand how we ever let things fall apart.
need a little musical getaway? On Friday, August 21st, Las Mambas bring the vibrant sounds of Puerto Vallarta, Mexico to the Park Theater. This all-female, four-piece delivers an irresistible mix of rock, pop, a little country, and powerhouse vocal harmonies that'll have you singing along before the night is through.